FM4 Reality Check.
Most public service broadcasters in Europe, like the ORF, receive funding through license fees. But in Switzerland, people are voting this weekend on a proposal to abolish the mandatory license fees, and the outcome could have repercussions elsewhere. Joanna Bostock spoke to Catherine Sarikakis, Professor of Media and Governments at the University of Vienna, and asked her how she views the importance of public service broadcasting in Europe.
The mission of a public service broadcaster has been to cater for everyone. You cannot achieve that if you leave these functions to the market. We have seen the rise of many private companies and channels and the social media. No other organization or institution can actually bring about social cohesion in a continent, in particular as Europe, which is still divided in many ways. And most importantly, I think, public service broadcasters are tasked with tackling themes, topics that are challenging and that are not necessarily always marketable. This is important because it gives some sense of freedom to develop innovative ideas.
Why is the license fee so important? One of the arguments is that not everybody actually consumes it, but everybody pays for it.
This is an interesting argument, but it's quite superficial and misleading. Last year, the Swiss citizens voted to protect the public services. We could say, why should I pay for a hospital? Why should I pay for school if only a part of the population uses it, for example? Public service broadcasting is considered, at least in Europe, and I think this is one of the most important values, that communication, that information, that access to culture, all these elements have to be democratized and have to be accessible.
The Swiss Broadcasting Corporation operates in four languages, and opponents of this idea to scrap the license fee say that it's all about Swiss identity. What would you say to that?
I would say that indeed this is the right attitude towards this institution. It does bring together these different linguistic communities. It is also important that the broadcaster offers challenging ideas, such as those, for example, that connect Switzerland not just to itself, but also towards Europe and the world. And this is not always the case with private broadcasters.
If the vote on Sunday were to go in support of scrapping the license fees in Switzerland, what repercussions would that have for the rest of Europe?
That would be disastrous, I think. I think that would unleash a domino effect, and there will be no public service broadcasting as we know it, because if you don't have the basis to do the dangerous, the challenging, the innovative, the difficult stuff, then you cannot serve the public. It's as simple as that.
FM4 Reality Check.